Well, let's just get this thing rolling, man. It's A-Bad Bruce Lee Show. Oh, A-Bad's bike rides, folks. Seems like a long time to be on a bike, especially with the same person. But Hank and I are still doing it. Still cray-cray every day. Cray-cray every day. Hank's in studio for the A-Bad Bruce Lee Show. It's all bike riding songs today.
Welcome to Bike Rides on the Radio. I'm your host, Dan Ehrlich, and among other things, I'm known to enjoy a good bike ride and some good music from time to time. Please join me, and through the magic of radio and the power of imagination, we'll tie these two seemingly unrelated interests into one. Let the anniversary ride begin!
Been a name I never has a dented bike. Second day he called me from intensive care. Says he needs a picture of the dented bike for the evidence of what a wreck he had.
Crash my bicycle in a big South Carolina wreck. I crash my bicycle.
Into doing the show, Hank, and I don't know how to work the headphones yet.
Do I need to put those on you again? Come on.
But make sure I got the lefty on the lefty here. Oh, there it is. Yeah, okay, I got it. Right.
There's a left side?
There's a right side and a left side. Hey, maybe you've been doing it all wrong all along.
Might be right there with you.
Maybe that's why we're not on satellite radio yet.
That could be.
Oh, man. Technical issues. Hard to overcome, but after 8 years, we got some of them down. How's it going, Hank? Happy anniversary.
Yeah, you too, brother. Big South Carolina wreck. We crashed our bicycles there with John Linnell, South Carolina. I crashed my bicycle here within the week, riding up in Owatonna with my son on the trail, and he kind of showed me up and got a little cocky and hit a jump and had a bad landing. And
was it like a Charlie Parr story that we had there where it's, is it going to get worse where I can't laugh about it?
Some bruising and that's about it. Yep.
So there was no separation of the
appendage. Don't start with that. Come on.
And there was no rips in anything, Hank, right?
No, right. No, just a torn ego.
Yeah. Your son's watching the crappie flop the mountain bike on the ground and. On a jump, he cleared, I understand?
Oh, yeah. I videoed him, and he did fine. But he tried my bike. He goes, because he's got the mountain bike, team bike. He's got the clip-in pedals and stuff, and that makes a difference because it's easier to pull the bike up. On this jump, I couldn't pull it up because you're almost going downhill at the end of it. And he tried my bike, and he did not stick the landing on that one, but he maintained.
So, as you're laying there on the ground and you're looking up at your son, right? You're kind of like sucking it up. Your knees hurt a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Pride nice. A lot.
Thigh.
Did you look up at any moment did you think, I'm passing the torch. This is the moment where my son is better than me at mountain biking.
That was the moment. And
Is that a bad moment or is that a good moment?
It's good for him.
But I mean, and for you, I mean, it's your son. Yeah. It's a proud moment, you know. He's he's got some skills now.
I wasn't mountain biking at his age. That's for sure. I started when I was 50 almost. So. Yeah.
And we assume you and I have peaked, basically. I mean, we're probably not going to get much better.
Well, I think that's obvious to the listeners. We're coming to terms with it. But.
Well, the satellite contract radio is just around the corner, I'm sure. So. We're satellite radio contract. You know, I messed up a little bit, Hank. I'm just going to tell you right up front. I was going to ride to the studio for the anniversary show, wasn't I?
Nope, you're still in recovery and got to make the right moves.
I'm so humbled. I texted Hank earlier today in capital letters. I said, like, I am riding to the studio for the show tonight, and it's been a week since I had the surgery, and I don't know what kind of miracle I'm expecting, but so I started to do some things today thinking, a week, you know, that's... and
no, not for...
I had to... In fact,
it's your abdomen, it's your core, so it affects every movement,
You can't move around a lot, and I did some house cleaning in that today, and that was it, man. I was floored, and I'm like, well, definitely can't ride to the show. Hopefully I'll be able to even drive there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here I am. But I wouldn't miss the anniversary show, even if we had to prop me up here, Hank, in one of those...
hospital bed or something.
Sure,
in here.
Yep. I could even use the keyboard to talk or something if that's necessary, if it comes to that. I'll put that in my living will. But, Hank, I'm feeling just good enough to play some music, and we've got a lineup of bicycle riding-related songs, as we started off with, and we're going to continue down that way to the end of the show. We did this a few years ago where we did all bike riding songs on the anniversary show.
Yep.
We're not going to repeat any from that one.
No. Nope. We'll repeat some. I'm kind of recycling some songs, and Dan went out and found some newer stuff, so it'll be a mixture.
There'll be some you've heard before, but never on the anniversary show. So we'll play them now. And
yep, definitely worthy of the replay.
I got a weird one, Hank, to kick things off. In fact, might have been better at the end of the hour. It seems like it's more almost psychedelic, you know. Could prepare you for the next show at 2 o'clock. But this one's it's weird all the way, and it starts out where I'm not too into it, but it was like, but then all of a sudden I really get into it.
Oh, okay, sounds good.
This is Bicycle by Heartthrob Chassis.
Yeah. feel it creeping, it's making me old. You give me so much love that it blows my brains out. Summer rain dripping down your face again. Summer rain praying someone feels the same. Take the painkiller, cycle on your bicycle, leave all this misery
better.
And winding out that last set of songs right there was The Embarrassing Fruits with Bicycle.
Yeah, sounded like a garage band.
And it was, I know it was very low fidelity quality. I mean, basically, I think that was a cell phone.
Really?
And there's 140 views on YouTube on it. But, you know, I mean, we could play Queen Bicycle Race, right?
Over and over, over and over.
Over and over, if that's what the people want. Or we could dig super deep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Super deep.
Well, we play a lot of songs with very vague bicycle references, which is...
Yeah, and sometimes there's, you know, even some songs are all about the bicycle and some are super vague.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been, you know... These are deep ones today, and I apologize again for the quality of the fidelity, but, you know, we just, I felt it.
Yeah, I felt it. It's worthy for sure. Yeah. It's in the filter there.
And then that 40-seconder, too, that was kind of a weird thing in there that I threw, but Masters of Reality with another song called Bicycle, and that was just like 40 seconds, but I love the poignant lyrics, right?
Yep.
About riding your bike around a lonely town at midnight, I mean... It's the story of our lives.
That's what we do a lot, yep.
Okay.
Turin Breaks before that, that song was called Painkiller. And, yep, leave all your troubles behind. Get on that bike.
Painkiller. Yeah. That's how I got here tonight.
Yep.
And then Heartthrob Chassis with that. That was bizarre. I just want to go back and listen to it like 10 times to try to pick up the true,
the meaning,
or not, or make my own meaning.
Yep.
Bicycle was the title of that one. And where are we at on time in this show, I wonder here? Uh-huh. Oh, we're cruising up on the halfway point, so we should probably get another.
Keep rolling.
just before we do here, it's the anniversary show, and I have a little surprise for you.
Wow.
So we're on here. Hank doesn't know this is coming. Oh, I never had my light on over here. So, you know, lately, this is a new thing, and I mean new by in the last 5 years, we've been doing a lot of these on the rides lately. We've been roasting marshmallows, right?
Yep.
Making s'mores.
S'mores.
I can't ride tonight, right?
Sterno can.
So, oops. Fireworks should stay.
Fireworks, uh-oh.
Yeah, that's for when we leave the studio, maybe.
Okay, well...
But the sterno's for in here. Now, caterers use these things, right? When they bring cater food in buildings. So I'm hoping this thing doesn't set off some heat sensor detector in this room.
That sprinkler right above your head? No. I think you'll be okay.
It is right over my head, dude. But I'm going to try to get in this three-song set... I'm going to try to get one to each of us, but I don't know if I can do that. Maybe just one mallow. In between.
Well, then we'll make it a four-song set.
That's a possibility, too.
We'll keep going as long as it takes, Dan. We're talking s'mores.
As long as you keep thinking like that, Hank, your job is still safe for another 8 years, man.
All right. Where do I sign?
Over there on the coffee top table, we'll meet in a minute, and we'll get things going back there. So we're going to listen to some music, and we're going to be roasting some marshmallows and having s'mores here in the studio because I can't ride tonight, and that's something we would normally be doing on a Friday night after the show.
Most likely.
We'd be hitting up some s'mores, and when I go back to work after a summer off, I work in education. They're like, what did you do all summer? And people are like, yeah, I went to, Disney World and Vienna, and I'm like, made s'mores.
Yep, went and hung out in a park or something. Made s'mores,
Lit fireworks. Okay, so, Hank, you got the next one. What do we have? Let's get on with this.
David Lamott, Bicycle Man.
"83 years and some 30-year-old says that I'm not safe in a car on the road. Remember the first car that came to this town. All the changes I have seen. This spike in this body will still get me there if I keep them both in good repair. But I can't take away my bicycle license. I'll ride till my days are through. I'm the bicycle man. It's true that you never forget. I'm the bicycle man. My traveling days not over yet. There isn't much hair for the wind to blow, but no one can say that I'm getting slow. And I'll sing just to hear my voice sound funny in the gravel parking lot. And all the kids on the block like to ride with me. I can skid in the dirt and sometimes pop a wheelie. But it's almost dark, soon they'll have to go in. But I can ride all night if I want to. I'm the bicycle man. It's true that you never forget. I'm the bicycle man. My traveling days are not over yet. Well, it's strange how it all comes back around, like my wheels on the road as I ride through this town. I rode my bike home from my very first kiss. Here I am. Bicycle. until now. My ideas have been late. The cycling world will never be the same. But come first light, I'll be taking out a patent. From that day, if a bike be found lying on the ground again, I'm not to blame. And what joy it'll bring, piece of metal and a spring, bolted down by the back wheel, activated by the heel. What joy it'll bring, piece of metal and a spring. What chicken laid the egg, from whence inside an idea hatches, from prototype to production line to the first 100 batches. I will do for parking bikes what anchors did for sailing. What joy it'll bring, piece of metal and a spring. There's handlebars for steering, and there's tire tread for traction. A tiny bell for friends you pass and greet. But when they add my ingenious contraption, mouths will fall and eyebrows will rise, and staring eyes will meet the bike complete. What joy it'll bring, piece of metal and a spring, bolted down by the back wheel, activated by the heel. What joy it'll bring, piece of metal and a spring. There'll be articles and newspapers and dinners at the town hall. My first check's for $1,000, now that's one spicy meatball. But all the fame and fortune in the world will not compare to the joy it'll bring, piece of metal and a spring. Spring. Now, bikes around the world can stand alone without their owners, and I can get some cash on the side, but that's just a bonus. When underneath their helmets I will see their smiling faces. What joy it'll bring, piece of metal and a spring. Piece of metal and a spring.
Of mine was never mine. She wears her sandals in the snow. Rivers flow through shadow waves and they flow through celadone. She smiles at the oddest thing. I say the oddest thing. Maybe we'll meet on Saturday. Maybe we'll find my bicycle. Maybe we'll find a photon way. Maybe we'll meet in Mexico. But tonight you can be the stars in the sky. Tonight you are the poison in my head.
sound. Time is just dripping in an ocean of you. Said this would take you from sometime. This peace of mind was never mine. She wears her slippers in the sky. All kinds of clouds sing all kinds of lullabies. She smiles at the oddest things. I see the oddest thing. Maybe we'll meet on Saturday. Maybe we'll find my bicycle. Maybe we'll find the photon wave. Maybe we'll meet in Mexico. Tonight you can be the stars in the sky. Tonight you are the poison in my head.
I don't remember making that song, Hank, do you?
Yeah. Maybe we'll meet in the studio.
Urban sex legends, and I thought that was us. I don't remember making that song.
You won't get an argument from me.
Yep. With a short one there, Bicycle, by Urban Sex Legend.
Yes, then the kickstand song there. We're getting into the bike components with... that was Darren Hanlon.
That dude loves his kickstand.
Well, yeah, he's getting royalties from it, you know. It's money's rolling in.
Yeah.
I'm one of the very few mountain bikers that uses the kickstand.
As am I.
Not that proud of it, but well, that's the way it is.
One of the things that defines the urban mountain biker from the mountain biker.
And the sex legend.
Right? There's a definite distinguishment to be made there as well.
So note that.
I had another pick before that with a song called Bicycle by White Tornado.
It seems to me all your songs are called Bicycle, but weird. I don't know.
Earl moment, I guess.
Yeah. David Lamotte, Bicycle Man, started it all off.
I kind of like that one, Hank. That was...
mellow, but, you know, very poignant.
Yeah. Hard to pick a favorite on the day. There really wasn't one that stood out as this is the most amazing bike song I've ever heard. But there were no dogs in the bunch either. They were all just solid, fun songs to listen to.
No Fat Jesus.
Yeah, we had that one year that was legendary. And we've had a few other legendaries, and we've saved the most legendary for the last song, and we're gonna get to that in a little bit, but you know, Hank, it is our anniversary show, and we just finished the S'mores, right?
Excellent job, man. Yeah. I mean, any environment, you can cook those babies to perfection. I mean,
right?
It's got the crust on the outside, so you can grab it, put the chocolate in your mouth, then stuff the marshmallow in, and it just liquefies with the chocolate, and it's so wonderful.
We skipped the graham cracker part. That's the least... necessary ingredient in a s'more, if you ask me, and it's probably, I don't know, it's fattening too. Who needs that? But yeah, and like the chocolate and the marshmallow aren't.
But well, yeah, but the real chocolate we're talking.
Yeah, we got the dark stuff going. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And no Hershey's. That's fake.
I was a little paranoid we might set off some sort of alarm in here or something, but so we stuck to just one each there. But that was delicious. Little, we got it in that 7 minute song. Nice little break. So we've been doing a lot of the marshmallow roasting on the bike rides this summer, and I've perfected the methodology.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so. Your techniques are unmatched.
Well, only in marshmallows, I think that's true. But in the rest of life, I'm mediocre, Hank, at best. But... you know, I was trying to think and reflect a little bit on, you know, what this show is or what it was supposed to be and what it is now. Is it different, do you think? I mean, if we were to listen back, which is something we should do, you know, for an anniversary show, we will play one year the first Bike Rides episode.
back in the, you know, the studio used to be a cave.
Yeah.
It's kind of the caveman days.
Yeah, from my parents' basement. But no, it was, you know, we weren't sure where it was going and, you know, really, and I set up a lot of different ideas and stuff, a lot of which we shut it off, and it's become pretty simple, really. I mean, It's just it feels like a bike ride, an hour a week, and that's what we always, the goal has always been. Mm-hmm. Is like, does it feel different every time? That's what a bicycle ride feels like. You know, it's not the same every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does it? You know, are there interesting curves, peaks and valleys?
Yeah, always involves music and.
Yeah. Oh, I'm proud of what it's become. I appreciate your presence after 8 years.
Know, we've gone through good times, bad times. I mean,
there's been a lot that we've done together. When we started the show, remember the very first one? One of our really good friends that we rode bike with a lot died. It was literally the week that we were scheduled to do the first bike rides episode, mm-hmm. and we did it anyway. But I mean, it was like. It was not anything like it would have been had that not happened. It affected us greatly, and it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be something to revisit sometime.
Yes. Yep. It's a bike ride. What is it? It's about life, you know, and living. Yes.
It's simple, folks. This has never been about the technical things, you know. We don't talk about it. Whenever someone comes in here and starts laying down terms and specs and stuff, we're
What'd you get your heart rate up to there last ride, Dan?
No idea, but man, that was one heck of a sunset. Yeah. You know, that's all that matters to us. It's about the experience. It's a lifestyle, wouldn't you say? It's one we've adapted.
Yes,
You know, biking's picked up in the world, right? Especially Minnesota.
It is getting bigger and bigger.
Well, we can probably take some credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
And biking and music, too, have come together more than ever. You see, there's events that are interrelated a lot. You know, you see it. And maybe we were early on that, too. Who knows? I'm taking more credit than I should for anything. But we did 8 years here, and I'm proud of it, Hank. And thanks a lot for all that.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
It's and like you say, can't do it without the listeners and the radio station. And
lots of supports out there. We appreciate them all. We got to come to a conclusion to the anniversary show. We'll get to that last song in a second. Riders and listeners, if you're into the Bike Ride Show, 8 years worth of programs on the website now at dansbikerides.com. Or if you want to get the podcast and subscribe, you can get shows each week sent to you, and you won't even have to think about it, which is how we all like to function these days.
Yes.
And at dansbikerides.com. Let's hit into the last song, Hank. This is we actually found out that they're a Minneapolis-based duo here, right?
Yes. Mark Olson and Gary Loris. And this is our theme song. This has been played many times, and
right,
and it should be,
as it should be. It's probably on our first show. I don't know. We'd have to go back and listen. But if this is our last, it's going to be on our last.
Yep.
All right, Hank. Thanks a lot again.
Okay.
All right.
This one's called, believe it or not, Bicycle.
I love it. Riders and listeners, thanks for 8 wonderful years. God willing, we'll see you next week, 1 o'clock, on the Bike Rides on the Radio Show.
What gave of your decision to upset the cart so willing? Hallelujah. All the apples fell out on the highway, a little scared. Trip to someone else's dark side, another come on false love, hallelujah, oh yeah. It's hard to ride at night on your bicycle with no lights to guide. Chance and ride.
in another state. Hallelujah. Blossoms up to your shoulder. You and I really did see our side. Hallelujah. What to think, who to know, who really minds some bob seed folk, cause hallelujah. Yeah.
Thanks for riding along for 8 wonderful years, Austin, Mankato, and all the freaks, misfits, miscreants, vagabonds, and rabble-rousers in between.
Darling, don't fear, my darling, the lion sleeps.